Yo, what is good? It's your boy Ray, and this is the Everyday City Carry Podcast. Good morning to everybody right now. I don't remember what episode this is. Your boy's tired, man. Mad tired. That's what they... Oh, shit. Wow, the audio on my second screen is on. All right. Just tired, bro. You know what I'm saying? Just tired, dude. This 275 episode, people are like, man, Ray is low bat. Yeah, man, just been chilling, bro, making content, you know the deal. It's a lot of Christmas messages right now going on from brands like, hey, do you want to make a Christmas thing with us, you know? Do you want to make a Christmas? I do want to make a Christmas. I am doing a giveaway with Vosteed. I'll post about that today. They just sent me the graphic for it. And shout out to everyone who came through to the Kaiser live show last night. It was a very reserved version of me. You know what I mean? Whenever I go on to someone's show, I like to, you know what I mean? Like, match their level of energy, because it easily, like, I could overpower the show. I have a very eccentric, energetic, outgoing personality online. So, you know, but I was trying to keep it reserved. I didn't want to go all the way too much, you know, because I didn't want to overpower the host or anything. You know, shout out to Lizzie from Kaiser. But there's a lot of cool things that came about that show. I don't know if you guys watched it, but dude, the Kaiser For You contest, yo, those designs are fire, bro. I don't know if y'all saw it. The design that won is crazy. I don't even know if I could show it to you guys or not, actually. I wonder if I could. You know what I mean? I wonder if I could, or if they'll just, like, you know what I'm saying? I wonder if they'll just, like, stop fucking sending me stuff. We could maybe check out the live stream from last night, you know? Just got a big swig of coffee right there. I gotta wake up, bro. I gotta wake up. You feel me? Let's go do a quick roll call with the homies. We got the MWK, the early morning champ. You know what I'm saying? Super early with a what the hell, bro, at 6:51 a.m. That is crazy. And then we got Nathan Nedek carrying the Hogue Decca and the ZT0393 after. You know what's funny, yo? Check this out right here. Check this out, Rahur. I thought... that the new knife was the 0393, and it's not. I mean, this is the one that I got recently. This is the 0545. And I have thoughts about it. I'm definitely going to talk about them in the video. It's just, you know what it is? It's like, it's not like I don't like the knife, right? The knife is dope, okay? It's like a super slim gentleman's carry, right? You know, Magna Cut blade, really slicey, really thin blade. But it's like, yo, ZT, where's the overbuilt shit, right? Where is it? How many times do your old fans have to say, where's the overbuilt shit that you used to make? Where is it, dog? You know what I'm saying? Where is it, dog? Because we waiting for the next tank, and it's not here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this knife is dope, right? But this shit, it feels more in tune with, like, Kershaw or something. Like, this looks like, and, you know, drop in the chat if you feel the same way. This looks like a high-end Kershaw, dude. This don't look like a ZT. This looks like a high-end Kershaw. Straight up, that's what this feels like. I'm not saying it's a bad knife or anything. It just looks like that. Just slap Kershaw on right here, and I'll be like, oh, yeah. Where is the overbuilt shit, dude? Where is it? That's why we started liking you guys in the first place. Proudly overbuilt in the USA. What the fuck happened, bro? What happened? Dude, what happened? You know what I'm saying? What really happened? Like, straight up. You know? Well, that's how I feel about it. That is definitely how I feel about it, man. Give me 1 second. All right, I'm just trying to do something right here. Do do boop do 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 do. Bam. All right. Let's keep going up here. Keep going down. I mean, we got the Mark Ridgewell, HVAC King, right? Serial hobbyist in the house. Chuck it. You know what? I like protein. What the hell is going on right now? Hold on a second. My background just started talking and it confused the crap out of me because I have the Informer segment loaded up and it just started playing. Is the stream wonky? Ray, did you pay your bills? Stream is dead? Is it? It says that it's showing right now. Yo. Oh, the audio went out. Is that what happened? No, it's on. Oh, you guys, yo, son. Y'all scare the crap out of me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm reading the chat, right? The audio listeners are going to be like, oh my God, he's doing it again. He's forgetting about us. And I'm really sorry that I forget about the audio listeners. There was 2 weeks, yo, where I must have done 4 podcasts because I had Tri-State on Monday and then I had Neves the Monday before last. And what do you call that? Like, I did the Friday pods as well. And then I just didn't upload the audio versions. And in 1 week, I just uploaded 4 episodes. That's probably why my audio, only like version of this podcast isn't doing that well. But shout out to the audio listeners, man. If you guys have time, even the video people, if you have time, go on Apple and rate and review the podcast. It really helps a lot. You know what I'm saying? Give that shit 5 stars, dog. You know, be like, this is the only NYC EDC guy. He's kind of kooky and eccentric. You know what I'm saying? A little bit out of the norm from the other peeps. You know what I'm saying? And he's doing the hand thing. All right. Let me go down a little bit more. We got Matt Hoff, Hey Goobers, Spyderco, Gail Bradley, and CVV Baby Banter. Fire, yo. Let's keep going down here. Pena Alacran, once again, for me, it's too good. You got, oh, the Alacran is fire, dude. I didn't get to try it, unfortunately. I made content about it for Urban EDC, and it sold out like that day. So, man, we got a new supervisor at work, not feeling it, man. I'm sorry to hear that, bro. I hope that you're able to just listen and lurk and stuff, and I hope it makes your morning, be a little bit easier. We got the Steve Burrow in the house, you know, newly found NYC homie. And let's keep going down here, see what y'all are talking about. Anyone EDC nail clippers feels like they would be mad handy. Now, they would be mad handy, but, right, where are you going to use them out in public, bro? Where are you going to use them? Because you got to be really careful, you know what I mean? Because there is an etiquette thing at play, right? Like, are you going to, you know, cut your shit in the lunchroom? Right? Where are you going to do it? You know what I mean? I see people cutting their nails, on the train, bro. And it is disgusting, dude. You know what I mean? Nobody wants your nail clippings everywhere. But let's say you get a little quiet moment, right? you know, maybe I'd do it. But it's tough on where to decide where to use it, I think. Check out the Prometheus design one, says Steve. That's got to be good if Steve's talking about it. You know what I mean? We got Nathan Nettick in the house as well. Let's keep going down. Marco with a cup of coffee right here. I just finished mine. Yeah, I just killed it right now. And the LOL mug here. I know I haven't been using the wolf, man. I'll use it right now. I know that's like kind of the signature mug for the show, you know, which I bought at Comic-Con from like a very magical elderly gentleman. Like he makes these. And I swear this dude was like Gandalf or something like that, you know. And he makes these, and I forgot how much it was, but I'm like, that's fire for the show, you know. Get some water. All right, we got Richard Kasner in the house. Let's see what y'all are saying here. Deuce dropping the tent deployer. Do y'all remember when you guys made fun of me when we were talking about detent lash, and then I was doing it to a crossbar lock, and you're like, it doesn't have it. It doesn't have it. And then, you know, Jared came through with like just the info, and he didn't diss me at all. And then I praise him for it. Rovi Van Aurora A9 Pro on me today. I have a new torch, a kind of a tactical one from Nightcore that I really like, actually. It has sort of a different, I mean, you know, with clicker style, like lights, you know, you're used to like pressing once, pressing twice and all that. This is like some crazy functionality. So you got to click once to turn it on, right? And then you got to click through it, like mini clicks, you know what I'm saying? To like make it brighter or dimmer. And then you do like a big click with a hold to get the turbo. I was like, and what's that seizure inducing one? The fucking strobe mode? No, there's no strobe mode. And I dig it. It has a little thing here. So if you don't want to do the big press all the way to turn it off, you have a switch here too, which locks it so you can't press it. You know what I mean? And if you do a simple press, it does the battery check. This one's from Nightcore. It's called the EDC33. And I'm going to do a video on it soon. And I kind of fumbled the bag on the unboxing. I like didn't know what the hell I was doing. But I like this thing. I like this little click functionality thing. I've never seen that. That you could just cycle through the modes, bro. That is crazy. And the paperwork they gave me with it was like all tactical and stuff. And, you know, in the video, I just went about it like I'm coming through this, you know, I'm coming talking about this like from an EDC perspective. Like I'm not out there like sniping the ops, you know what I mean? Because it's like, yeah, you can really blind the enemy, like on the PDF they sent me. And I'm like, there's no ops, bro. I live in Queens Village. There's no ops. You know what I'm saying? Like. I live a very modest life. Where the ops, you know? The only op is like, you know, when my wife argues with me or something. Where the ops, dude? You know what I mean? Drop in the chat if y'all have ops, bro. All right, let's keep going down here. And so when is Kaiser going to do regular type sheepdog button lock? Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. They probably will. I would assume that they will. Carrying the original QC Quiet Carry Drift and Focus Works F2 Torch. I mean, yo, Steve's been going down. He hit me up. You know, we get a little text chain, right? You've been going down the flashlight rabbit hole, dude. That is a very expensive hole to go down, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And when you're like six after pay, six quad pays deep, you know what I mean? And you're talking to your boy like, bro, I couldn't stop. Dude. You know what's crazy is I think I've only used Afterpay or QuadPay like two times. You know? I've been really, really good with it, man. It's probably because the daughter's coming, you know? And I'm just not like buying a lot of stuff right now. I think I bought more sneakers than I did knives this year, which is kind of crazy to say. But I don't buy expensive kicks, really. You know, I just buy production ones, you know what I mean? So none of the collab stuff is a little too high-end for me. Speaking of collab, by the way, shout out to... I don't know if Mark H. is in here. Shout out to Unique Shades. Look at this. You see this hoodie that I'm wearing? It's so furry now. I've been wearing it for like the past like 4 days, bro. Ever since we unboxed this on Monday. I'm wearing this Mexico hoodie. And shout out to Unique Shades actually for sending this to me. I think this is theirs because I went on their TikTok. Let's look at it. Let me give them a quick shout real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because I think some of the stuff that Mark H sent me, I think is from them. So let me just give them a quick shout, right? You know, give them a follow on the TikTok or on the Instagram. If you have those platforms, you know, give them a little bit of a boost from your boy. You know what I mean? There it is right there. Look at that. Look at that. I'm going to follow them right now. Boom. Gave them a follow. So they made this. So, you know what I'm saying? And I got the Mexico one, like Aztec. And I'm an honorary. You know what I'm saying? I got the card. So shout out to them for, I think Mark H probably bought this from them or something like that. Let me just give them a shout real quick. They do apparel and all that. But I love this hoodie, bro. I've just been wearing it. It's like really soft. And it's getting cold in New York City right now. So I'm just rocking this. And yeah, Kelly said, I don't know if I could wear this outside. You know what I'm saying? But I was talking about this, right? And I'm like, okay, it says Mexico on the hoodie, right? And I'm not Mexican. Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm Filipino, right? But then I told Kelly, but wouldn't you wear a t-shirt that had Tokyo on it, even though you're not Japanese?
Everyday city commentary.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Or like, I don't know, like anything. But, you know, it gets weird. You know, Kelly's like, oh, I'm white. I probably can't wear it outside. I think she's just going to rock it in here. let's keep going down here. I got a little caught up on with my thoughts there. I'm still scrolling down the chat doing the morning roll call. We got Rawhead in the house. I saw you, Rawhead, in the Kaiser live show last night. So thank you for doing that. It's because Kershaw's American-made launch series is kicking ZT's ass. ZT's just trying to catch up with the little bro by any means. I have a little bit of inside baseball on this. And from what I've heard is like, if, because, you know, Kai USA like owns Shun Knives, Kershaw and ZT, right? They're kind of like in the same umbrella or whatever. If they like never made a ZT again, it would like not even hurt them at all. Like Kershaw sells so much that they don't even need to do ZT, honestly. That's why it's kind of, it always feels like an afterthought anytime a new ZT comes out. Whereas in before, they were just making all these crazy models. They were doing all these design collabs, you know. we got Gingerfish75. I think I saw you in the Kaiser live show as well. So I appreciate the support on there. We'll keep going down here. I'm going to scroll down a little bit faster now. So that I don't keep chatting away. We have to do an informer segment. I do have one this week. We got Greg Vanderlip in the house. We got Craig. What's up? let's keep going down here. I could see clippers, not for full manicure, but a ton of cuticle or sharp. I can't see that. I don't know. It says, look, a sharp nail face, red droopy eye. I have to look at those emojis on my other screen here or else I don't see them. For some reason, like Talk Studio doesn't show me the emojis, but I do have a separate thing here for the chat, another monitor here. You got High Tide in the house. Shout out to High Tide. Dude, I really appreciate you coming through all these live shows, man. You know, I hope you have been enjoying them, bro. And High Tide was trying to find... He was trying to find the egg videos at one point, you know, because I still got two eggs to give away. By the way, the Good Morning EDC is returning next week. I already got a confirmation for the items. They were already shipped to me for next week's. You know, it's going to be the big show, I guess, because I am going to be giving away all the Urban EDC stuff. It was supposed to be this week, but the products didn't arrive on Wednesday, so I didn't do the show. But Good Morning EDC returns next week. And I'll be giving away those eggs and a bunch of other stuff as well, you know, knives, flashlights, things like that. So it's going to be awesome. And shout out to Urban EDC for doing that. It says lint roller, bro. I know I usually do that, right? You know what I mean? If I'm going out, bro, but this is like my house hoodie. You know what I'm saying? I wear this in the house. I hug my cats all the time. I just kind of leave it now, you know, grow a full mustache and wear the hoodie and confuse the fuck out of people. If I like grow my hair out a little, you know what I mean? Maybe gel up a little bit, take off my glasses and yeah, maybe mustache out. People get confused a little bit. They definitely get confused because they're like, this guy looks Spanish a little, you know what I mean? Like he looked Latino. He looked a little Spanish. And, you know, people get confused. They think I'm like Hispanic or something like that. But I'm Spasian, really. That's what it is. Filipinos are Spasians. You know what I'm saying? If you think about my name, my last name is Sarion, or the way we say it in the Philippines, Sarion. Right? It's got that little R in it. You know what I'm saying? Raymond Sarion. You know what I'm saying? That's how you say it. You know, when I was in class in the Philippines, it'd be like, Sarion, like, present. Nandito ako po, present. You know, I'd be like that, you know, in class. All right, yo, we got Marty in the house as well. It says, morning, happy Friday, ladies and gents, whatever else you may want to be. All right, let's keep going down here. Kai is a gigantic company in Asia. They sell houseware goods and stuff. See? Marty's always got the inside scoop, bro. But yeah, people have told me that. Like, they could literally drop ZT right now. And Kaiser just messaged me back saying they'll ship ASAP. Seems like people get those God knives quickly. Oh, you won, Rawhead? I didn't know that you won. I had to dip out after I finished on the stream. And so I didn't get to, you know, watch the rest of it. But what did you win? Roll the R's. Yeah, Sarion. Viva Mexico Raimundo from Michael Daly Garrett, fellow content creator. Yeah, man, it's Filipinos, like, definitely, like, we Spasians, bro. You know what I mean? We are a mix. I always say this. We are a mix of who raped our ancestors, and that is Spain, Japan, and America. Like, so that is how we got this heavenly visage. You know what I mean? And now we could, you know what I mean? At first, we were these little Igorot guys. You know, Igorot, right? With the little spears and shit. And now, we can fucking box. We can break dance. We can sing and shit. You know what I'm saying? Because all of that culture got mixed into one, dude. let's check out real quick. Let's check out really quick, like, if, because some people didn't see that Kaiser stream, and I just want to show you the part. It's like really quick, the part about you know, when we showed the actual contestants, dude, because those designs were kind of fire. Yo, I'm not gonna lie, right now the designs were fire, dude. There's me right there with Lizzie. Let's keep going down here. It is right here at, oh, let me tell you something right now. I had to really like not try to take over this show, you know, like I was saying earlier, because, you know, I have to match the energy of the host, right? You for summer 2024. All right, and look, you have, right? This one,
this is, wow, this knife is so cool. He, yeah, got the 100.
Awesome. Kaiser. Okay, so this is the Fui designed by Nam An. Dude, look at this knife though. That looks so lit, dude. I really like that. I really like that, right? And we're going to go to the next one, right? I don't want to watch myself because I feel kind of cringe. This is design number two right here. Look at this. Kaiser Takahe, bro. Fire, dude. Fire. Look at that. That's crazy. And his more is right here. Thought to be. This is holidays the I have. Komodo. And it says right there, Rawhead says, what should we be doing to the Komodo? Well, I mean, Lizzie did say, like, it doesn't mean these other designs aren't going to be made. If they're good and the R&D team like them, they would message the people, you know? And this one got number 3 in the R&D scores, so it's probably going to be made. I mean, you know, that's fire to me, bro. That's fire, dog.
Up here in South Africa.
That's fire, bro. These are all I like this one, too. This seems like very, like, Voxnays or Anso. You know what I'm saying? I really dig that as well. So, I applaud these people that have joined the contest. You know what I mean? And congratulations to the first guy, because the first guy is the one that won. Look at this one right here. This some crazy called the Dottore, you know, named after the inspired by the plague doctor mask. I'm like, all right, this is some Eyes Wide Shut shit right here. You know what I'm saying? Where's the other one that I like too? This is another cool one right here. The Celebrect. They wanted to do full demo and everything. I mean, this is, you know, these knives, in my opinion, like they really match with Kaiser's lineups. I think the first one is something that they haven't made before. That's definitely, you know, looks like it could be from a different brand. But I'm glad that this is the one that won, the Fewied. And it's funny, they call it the Fewied, because what does that mean? What does Fewied mean anyway? You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It says, actually, like, it's somebody's channel. He's on Daily Motion and on YouTube. So I think it, I don't know what it means. But the guy basically said this is inspired by, you know, his parties in college. And I'm just like, oh, Fewied. You know, if they ran out, bro. But yeah, I dig this one. I dig this one. I think it's pretty cool, and I can't wait for them to make that. Also, I have I want to shout out the homie really quick, bro. So, you know, you guys know that Paul Monko, aka Colorful Filth or Monko Knives, is the homie, you know what I'm saying? And he actually is sending me 2 of his latest knives, bro. I don't know why I just showed that right now, and you almost saw my password, but you didn't. Jesus Christ, right? Jesus, dude. All right, so we're going to go here, and this is my first thing. It's Jeffrey Epstein. Just watch like flying. Dude, that is so hilarious. This is, all right, so this is like, this is what my Instagram feed looks like, just real quick. What do we got here? This is Get Well Co. We got my own video from Urban EDC. And Food Maniac. Oh, Sharp AF, my boy. Does great videos, dude. Better unboxing ASMRs than me. And of course, we're going to check out what's going on up here. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. All right. Let's go back a little bit. Okay. Ooh, all right. All right. Now let's go to what exactly I was looking for. It says Monko Knives, right? That's what, yeah, right here. I think it was Monko Knives that posted it. Bam. So these 2 knives right here, let me tell you something right now. This is how much of a homie this guy is, okay? He hits me up, right? Hits me up. First of all, I commented on it. Copper carbon looks sick, but they look really great. Look at this one, copper for me. That's the price it's going to be, right? That's Mark H right there. Food, 4 trucks for life is Mark H. So these knives right here, these are the new Cosmos. I have every knife this guy has made, you know, since he started designing for production brands. So he's like, yo, which, if you could have any 2, right, which would, you know, which would they be, right? So, of course, I went with a Timascus, right, the Timascus. And I picked, I'm pretty sure I picked Nebula. And the dude is like, yo, they're coming your way. Merry Christmas, bro. I'm like, what? I'm like, what, bro? So I'm getting these, and I'm going to be making lots of content on these. I really like this guy's stuff. This is a frame lock. He did a button lock. I think he's done 2 button locks already. This one's with Concept. He usually does stuff with Kaiser. Yeah, like this is the Comet is a banger, bro. For the price, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, the Comet is on Amazon right now for $42. That's crazy. I missed that sale, or I would have bought some for you guys and given it away. This is the other knife right here, the Clairvoyant. And then he had the Mystic here. You know what I'm saying? So I have all of this stuff. And I'm just going to collect all this guy's knives because he's like my boy and everything. And, you know, it really touched my heart, dude. He was like, hey, you're getting two of these. I'm like, fuck, bro. Thank you so much, man. So I'll be checking out the Cosmos, the new concept Cosmos designed by Munko Knives. I really like what this guy's been doing. Very creative eye. If you don't know, he's the dude that does like the bug out stuff with Northern Knives. Let me see if I can load this up for you. Come on, dude. It's not loading up for some reason. I'm getting upset. There it is. There it is. Check that out right there. So he does like the spaced out designs. Because he's like a graphic designer, and he sings and shit too. This dude is super talented, dude. Super talented, bro. Just like this fire stuff with a bunch of different companies, and you've definitely seen his knives like just floating around. Like, look, this is the Fallen PM2, and it came with a comic book. this is fire, yo. Just really, really cool stuff, and I'm glad that glad to call him friend. By the way, I wanted to ask you guys, the New York City boys, right? So I'm trying to do something for my birthday, and I'm leaning towards like doing some all you can eat, like Fogo de Chao, like type event, right? Where we're just gonna go and eat meat, bro. So I'm thinking I'm gonna do that, probably in Long Island or something. And you know, Fox, if you're in here, Steve, I know you're in here right now. You know, you got Ben Gibbs, if you're in here, bro. You know, Mark Ridgewell, all the New York City boys. If I miss any of you, seems logical. If I miss any of you, I'm sorry. But yeah, like I'm thinking about doing something, maybe Fogo the Child. We all go out and eat, you know, do something like that. It'd be dope if we could bring knives there, but I don't think we can do that. And just fucking just be eating steaks, cutting shit with like a fucking hinderer or something. You know? But I'm planning to do that the week of January 7th. Let me double check on this before I say anything, because I always mess this up. I know that Kelly is planning to do the baby shower on the 13th, so maybe I'll do it. Damn, first week of Jan would be fucking tough, bro. Would be tough, dude. So maybe I might have to move it. Let me talk to Kelly. Anyway, y'all hit me up, New York City boys. Hit me up in the DMs, text if you got my number, whatever, and just like, you know, let me know if any of those days work for you. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm thinking about Fogo de Chao. I think it's like maybe 50 per person. I don't know if they're going to give us a because I know they give you a discount if it's somebody's birthday. So, but yeah, we definitely go do that. And if you want to come along, you can do that. Munko Knives will be there. And that's what he told me. So we're all going to chill. We're going to eat meat and like laugh and you know, do the typical like New York City guy shit, you know, that I try to do. I try to do something once a month. I try, you know, it's tough because everybody's busy. Everybody's, you know, doing their own shit. We're all old as fuck now, bro. Like, all of us that meet up are all working and shit. Steve, I'm not sure what the days are. I'm gonna confirm it with Kelly, because I think she's doing her baby shower in like the 13th ish week. So I don't want to slam it on the same week. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it's gonna be in Jan. And that'll be fun, man. I'm going to be happy to chill with everybody. And, you know, the New York City boys is really the only people that allow me to. I have a very hard time taking a break, like very hard. That's probably my biggest vulnerability right now is I will just run myself to the ground making videos until I'm like super stressed, you know, and I've been getting better at it. And I think taking the time off, you know, once a month. You know, hang out with the boys, you know what I mean? Talk about knives, eat food, just chill. Been really good for me. So I appreciate you guys coming out every time, you know? But yeah, I just wanted to make that announcement here so that you guys can think about it, you know, if you want to come or not. Fogo de Chao, Long Island, that's what I want. And I'll give you guys the dates like soon. I'm going to talk about it with Kelly today. All right, so let's get to the Informer segment. This is a crazy one. All right, this is a crazy one. Mark H. actually submitted this one. You know what I'm saying? And at first, I didn't realize that this was knife-related. You know what I'm saying? At first, I didn't know. But let's get into the Informer segment right now. Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go blam. I like you bum bum now. So the informer segment is where we talk about EDC things going on in the week. I think this was last week, actually. A pretty tragic story. Let's put it up on the screen right now. So it says, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. The first story has nothing to do with us. I'm going to skip that.
Win stupid prize.
Okay. It is actually this story right there that we have to watch. So let me just play it right now.
Did not make it. Next up, we have a gentleman that was at the Kowloon bar here, and he was at a birthday party. They were kind of celebrating for a friend, doing some drinking and such, and they were headed back out to the party bus when he tripped, fell, and got stabbed in the neck. I know what you're thinking. You can't just leave me hanging like this. How did that happen? Well, this is how it apparently happened, according to the police. I have to caveat this by saying they're still investigating this, so it's not, this is a pretty fresh thing, but apparently he was wearing one of these knife necklaces, and not all of these things come with something that covers up the blade. They also look like this. And the police suspect what happened was that he tripped while walking to the bus, and the knife actually stabbed him, and what caused his ultimate demise. I will also caveat this whole thing by saying this happened a day or two ago. If it turns out to be exactly what the police say, you know, it does deserve to be on this video. But if it doesn't, then I apologize to the families. So maybe that.
So that is pretty tragic. And I have an article from Yahoo News on it as well that we will look at right now so we can investigate a little bit further. But pretty messed up. Like a guy, I mean, I don't know how many of y'all wear neck knives in the chat right now, or if you're listening later on the audio or watching this a little later, it made me think a little bit, bro. Because, like, your boy wears a neck knife that's not even sheathed. Granted, I'm not, you know, clumsy, and, you know, I have, dude, I got that Asian dexterity, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like a cat, boy. You know, you ever watch Enter the Dragon and Bruce Lee goes like right before he fights Chuck Norris? That's your boy right there. Yeah, so I carry, you know, it's funny, we were talking about Kershaws earlier. I carry a Kershaw pub on my neck. It's nice and flat. It has a bottle opener and, you know, an emergency blade, which I need to clean this so bad. Look, it gets dirty every once in a while. It's like rusted kind of. But this is a Kershaw pub designed by Sinkovich, which is super cheap. You can get this in a bunch of different colors. I've always been an advocate of this knife because, you know, sometimes you want stuff on you that you know you're always going to use. And for me, it's a knife, and I'll sometimes forget my knife on the table, or, you know, I left it out of my pocket for some reason, you know, because I'm moving around the house, or, you know, this is the closest thing I have on me. It's on my neck, and it's definitely come through more than once. It's got a flathead screwdriver on it, a scraper. It's really cool. This thing is like 15, 16 bucks maybe. I mean, that's how much it was before. But I wear it on my neck, and it makes me think, like, oh, shit, if I fell, right? And, like, this, like, landed this way. And, like, it could really fuck me up, actually. So it made me think about it. and that guy, like, died, bro. That guy died, bro. That's crazy. And so let's check out the actual article here. It says, man dies after accidental stabbing with knife worn around his neck. And this says December 5, 2023. It says, a Massachusetts man died after he tripped and accidentally stabbed himself Saturday night with a knife he wore around his neck, a law enforcement source told Boston 25. WCVB reported that at first, police believed Patrick Kenny Jr., 42, had been attacked. But Saugus Police Chief Michael Ricciardelli, I guess is what I'm going to call it, later announced that it was accidental and no additional parties are believed to be involved. The incident took place as the Milton man walked through the parking lot after a family birthday celebration at Kowloon Restaurant in Saugus. He was pronounced dead shortly after he was transported to the Massachusetts General Hospital, according to NBC 10. Kenny's family released a statement saying, our family is mourning the loss of Patrick, focused on his wife, Lauren, two young children, trying to make sense of this horrific tragedy. The Wong family, who owned Kowloon, also gave a statement mentioning that Kenny was a regular customer and that they were sending their thoughts and prayers to his family. I mean, bro, right? That sucks, dude. You know what I'm saying? That sucks, bro. You just like, dude, you just had some General Cho's chicken, bro, and you just go in the parking lot and trip up. Like, you know, straight up, that could happen to any of us. You know what I'm saying? That could literally happen to any of us, bro. So that's crazy, bro. Right? You just got a neck knife on you. How are the knife laws out in NYC? They're terrible. They're absolutely terrible. I do not carry using a pocket clip at all. If you do come here to hang out or anything, or, you know, you want to just check out like New York City or something like that. And if you ever do, by the way, like hit me up. We'll go grab a bite to eat or something. Just make sure you tell me ahead of time so I can like clear a little bit of time for you. I usually can do like an hour or two. I can clear it if I know ahead of time. But the way that I carry in New York City is I have my knife in my pocket, bro. Inside it. I don't even use the clip, dog. You know what I mean? Because you're just inviting like unnecessary trouble to, you know, come fuck with your day, bro. Not saying you're going to get arrested or anything like that, but you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be stopped for 30 minutes of your day just being questioned by an officer, or they take your knife, you know, or they give you like a ticket, like a summons or some shit. So I always got the knife in the pocket. You know, the other thing I would say is like, don't ever put anything in your bag, bro, if you're taking a train, okay? Whether it's a fucking multi-tool or a pry or anything like that, because guess what? They got random bag checks on the train. Usually it's towards the end of the month, you know, they're trying to make quota or something like that. And they will just pick people like who have backpacks or slings or fanny packs, whatever it is, purses, and they'll just stop you, and they have a little table in front of the train station. And then, you know, they just fucking stop your ass, bro. And then you fucking got to take your bag out, and then they look at your shit. But the thing is, though, unless they have suspicion, they're not going to search your person. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to go in your pockets and all that. They usually don't do that unless you're doing something stupid, like hopping the train or just anything dumb like that's out of the ordinary. If you're just walking to the train, you're about to swipe your Metro card and they're like, hey, let me get your bag. Let me look at your bag, then that is pretty much how it is. Steve Burrow says, I carry like four knives. Dude, I understand that, but you drive a Tesla and you're driving around mostly. So it's like a little bit different that somebody taking the public transportation. I'm, you know, when I lived in the Bronx, I was taking a train like all the time, bro. And dude, I was like a fucking laser. You know what I mean? I am like I could see where the cops are in the train. So I'm like, okay, avoid that entrance because they're going to bag check me there. Like, I'm not even kidding, bro. Because I used to work in Brooklyn, and I would take the J. I'd take the 4 all the way down to the last stop, like City Hall or whatever. And then I would take the J all the way to Brooklyn. And it's like, depending on the time of the month, it's like, you got to know, dude. Okay, if I go down this entrance, it's like, it's November, like, you know, whatever, 24th right now, right? Or November 26th, whatever. It's the end of the month or something, right? I got to go down. This entrance is going to have a bag check in it. I got to go to the other entrance. It's like, you got to know this stuff if you're a commuter, you know? And then on top of that, Fox is like, yo, I work for the MTA, and they legit say that you cannot carry any edged items at all, like on any public transport. That includes buses and trains. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to take it from the source. You know what I mean? From the MTA. I'm going to take it from the source. You know what I mean? But it's like, I'm going to say this. When it comes to the knife laws, like, there are things you could read online. But it is really up to the officer to interpret what the fuck they're going to do to you that day. You know what I'm saying? If this dude is not having a great day, bro, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're going to look at you and they're going to fuck with you a little bit more. Like, that's just how it is. You know, I've seen it happen many times. Sometimes you might get like a super cool and chill one. They might just let it slide or whatever. But, you know, if you think about like all this crazy like shit that happens in New York City subways right now, people getting stabbed, people getting cut up or whatever. If you're a cop and then you find somebody with a knife in their pocket, you really think that you're just going to let them leave with the knife in their pocket? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you probably aren't. So you're probably going to take the gear, right? And then you're going to let them, you know, leave, or worse, you know? Especially if you're like mouthing off or something, right? If you're like, oh, what the fuck? You know what I mean? You think they're going to just, you know? So I say this, it's always carry at your own risk. But you know, and for most of, you know, all the New York City boys are pretty chill. You know what I mean? We're not out there doing cartwheels in front of fucking police officers that they're like, hey, what is this guy doing? So if you're not fucking around, right, you ain't going to find out. You know what I mean? So you could just go and carry. Just make sure it's in your pocket. I don't use my knives in public at all. Like, maybe if we're in some secluded park, not like Washington Square Park or Bryant Park where it's super public, you know, some park in Casina or some park in Long Island or something like that where it's like no one is around you and it's just us. And like, maybe I'll take my knife out there to show you or something like that. Some people go crazy, bro. Like, some people in New York City, they on the fucking sidewalk, broad daylight, like flipping fucking knives and shit. I'm like, nah, son. Nah, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be watching the news and, like, you know, I always make this joke, like, Pacific Island YouTuber gets shot by the police for carrying, you know, for brandishing knife in public or some shit. And then you all are watching it and you just, like, the tear just comes out. You know what I'm saying? The tear just comes out, like, one tear like this. You know, because we're all men here, right? So one tear comes out like this. And then you realize your boy is dead, you know? And then you go to the funeral, right? And it's like, and they're playing like a montage of all the times that said, yo, what's good, YouTube? It's your boy, Ray. And everyone is just bawling their eyes out, yo. You know, and as they lower the fucking casket and shit, it's like, it's your boy, Ray. This is the Everyday City Carry. This is the last broadcast. Everyone starts crying even more, bro. Like, mad hard, you know what I mean? And then as they lower the casket in the fucking thing and they're fucking putting the dirt on it and shit, everyone just starts flipping their knives. You just hear like thousands, bro, thousands of people, right? Flipping their knives open and closing it. People are doing it. It's being streamed live on YouTube. People are also doing it, you know, at home, like flipping their knives, just bawling their eyes out, bro. And that's when I finally go mega viral and the channel does super well. Kelly takes over. It's a whole new era of Everyday City Carry. You know what I'm saying? Chuckett says, I missed the burial. Oh, shit. Oh, no, I missed Bedia. I thought it said burial. Dude. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, you know, I just don't risk it because it's not worth it. You know, it's just not worth it. Like that's why I think my reviews are a little bit different. It's a little bit different, you know, the way I go about things than other content creators and reviewers in this space, because I live here. So I have to go about, you know, my usage is what a New York City guy would do. You know what I'm saying? Which is fucking recycling, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm recycling, dude. You know, I'm not out there cutting up drywall because I'm not in construction. I'm not, you know, remodeling my house. I'm cutting boxes and tape, dog. You know what I'm saying? I'm wrapping Christmas gifts. That's what I use my knives for. So it's like, you know, am I going to really be able to experience like, oh, the heat treat of Kunu beats fucking, you know, Vosteed or whatever? Not really, dog. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's why it's a little bit different, I think, being here and being an EDC guy. So there is a way to carry, you know. I basically explained it, you know, right now. But yeah, it's definitely a tragic thing that guy fell on his knife, bro. That's how this whole rant just started right now. Definitely super tragic, dude. And it's pretty wild. Ray, have you been to Ruben's Empanadas? I don't know if that's a I don't know if that's a thing, actually. Is it? Oh, I just Googled it right now. Damn, we're like going. Yo, every time we go on this podcast in the morning on Friday, we always end up on food. I mean, I love it, dude. I don't give a fuck. Let's see. So you got Ruben's right here. Let me go to images.
Oh, I would eat the shit out of this right now, dude. Look at that. Look at that. That is Reuben. So yeah. That looks very good. 77 Pearl Street. I've never been here, but I would eat the shit out of that. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I turned into Al Pacino a little bit. Oh yeah. Ray out here finding anyone, any way to use his knife. Bro, be cutting the TP with his knife. yeah, man. I would definitely eat that. Food and bowel movements, facts, bro. And me dying and being lowered into, I don't even know why I envisioned all that. You know? Y'all ever think about dying? I'm kidding. That's like in the Barbie movie, dude. That looks like a Singaporean curry puff. Oh, I love those too. We actually had, that's funny that you mentioned that, CSDW. And shout out to you for holding it down on Twitch. We mainly hang out on YouTube, but I'm always happy for anyone hanging out on Twitch as well. If you're new here, we talk about knives and EDC gear and things like that. And I'm very fortunate that brand send me a lot of stuff every month. So I just hang out here with my boys and show you what I got. Yeah, we had curry puffs. I think it was 2 meetups ago. We went to Thai Social, which is a New York City Thai place, and they had curry puffs, but the curry puffs there, and they were so good, dude. Crazy, man. If you could ever make it to one of these NYC food meetups, we fucking get down on the eating, bro. Because New York City got really good food. You know, a lot of people tell me, you know, a lot of knife guys tell me, they're like, oh, I would never, you know, live there with the knife laws being so terrible, right? And I'm like, you know, why would anyone live there? And I'm like, bro, the food is incredible. You know what I'm saying? Food is incredible. The broads, bro, the girls, hot as fuck, right? And you got my hand, like probably the best city in the world, dude. It's, you know, it is the best example of a city, like an actual, you know, booming metropolis, if you will. You know, you go to like some parts, I'd say most parts of the city, you're just like, oh shit, it's really awesome here. Australia is a bit far, but NY has amazing food. Dude, we do have some Australian fans as well. I think Josh Worth is from Australia. He hangs out here sometimes. But yeah, shout out to you, man. Thank you for joining the chat this week. Let me see what new gear I have to show you guys. You get a sneak peek of all the stuff that I have right now. Oh, here, dude. Did I show you guys this last time? I have the Riat XOK. This is the trainer version. And what I was asking is, didn't this used to have no button? I swear to God, when I was in Blade Show Atlanta, I swear this had no button last time. And now it has a button? And it's like kind of, unless I'm remembering incorrectly, this is the real one right here, which I got to be way more careful with. It does come with both. It comes with both knives. One is a trainer, which is way more fun to play with because you don't have to worry about like messing up your hand at all. But it is really fun, though, I have to say. It is very, very fun. You'll get the hang of it. you'll get the hang of it really quickly. And I think for the price, it's pretty good. You get a trainer and that. Like, Double Detent has always had a bun. See, my memory is just fried, bro, from all the party drugs that I've ingested. Let's see what else I got here. The Wee Knife Co. Evoke. Rayla Conoco design. Really love this if you love Rayla Conoco. It's a nice, slim gentleman's folder. A little bit longer than his usual stuff. Look at that. Absolute fire on this one. If you spend like a certain amount, I think Wii is just always good. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, this is really, really cool here. I just got this one too. The Evoke. What else do I have? Let's see. The Launch 18 from Kershaw. We have a Kershaw-filled show today. In my opinion, I think that the Launch series is probably the best, most affordable push button autos that are made in the USA. You know what I'm saying? Of course, in my opinion, ProTec is better, but they're usually more expensive. So when people are like, oh, I want an auto, unless it's an OT, well, I guess you can get the OTF now too, which is also in the Launch series. I think it's a Livewire. Is that what it is? I forget what the name is.
This is the Launch 18 CPM 154 steel aluminum made in the USA. They're all pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I would say they're all pretty good. I got this one from Blade Ops. Same thing with the Karambits. You can get those at Blade Ops. Link is in the description if you want to use my link. It helps the channel, of course. And I got this beautiful ProTec here. Really, really cool. It has a lock on it, which I didn't know that it had that. It has the abalone, I think this is the abalone button. And you got the blue blade on this one. Which ProTec is this? I forget, dude. I forget which ProTec this is. It is available right now, though. It's probably stupid expensive on the Blade Ops. Look at that. Really, really nice, dude. Whoo! God damn. That is fucking awesome. You know what I'm saying? I don't like this. I kind of like it. It declasses it for me, the little lanyard part. I wish it was just like a full scale, but yeah, really, really cool ProTec. Just, you know, all the fixins, brew. And then we have that ZT that I showed earlier, of course. Does Kershaw know they would sell more knives if they were not assisted or auto? They must, right? They do have manual knives. The problem is, like, I tried some of their stuff. Every time I try a recent CRKT or a Kershaw, I'm always like, yo, these prices don't match the market anymore. Because the knives are made in China. It's not like they're not. The only difference is it's an American company, right? But when you have, dude, the Chinese budget market, like, starting at, like, what, $20 all the way up to, you know, under 100 or whatever, that range is too competitive now. You know what I'm saying? It's too competitive. When you got Civivi, you got Sencut, Petrified Fish, you got, like, there's so many brands, bro, that just crush in that price range that it's just very difficult for me to be like, hey, buy a CRKT or a Kershaw at this point, because they're just outclassed in every way. You know, so I you know, it's very hard for me to do that. I mean, Kaiser has some bangers at $50 now. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, why would I say, like, hey, get this, you know, get this Kershaw or whatever. It's got 8CR 13 MOV or whatever steel it has on it, or D2, which is, they started using D2 now too. It's like, it's very hard for me to, every time I try a recent CRKT or Kershaw, that's how I feel. I'm like, oh, this is actually a pretty good knife, but it's like fucking almost $100. And there are other knives with, like, probably a better steel, more enjoyable steel, you know, at a cheaper, like maybe $30 cheaper. So it's like, how do I, you know what I mean? How do I, like, recommend this to somebody? Look at that Mike Daily Carry. CJRB got fucking budget bangers out the ass, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, how do I recommend it? You know, you can get a titanium pyrite for like $70, dude. Like, the fuck? You know, and then I'm going to buy what? A Kershaw stainless steel frame lock with fucking D2 on it for $80, like, or some shit. I'm just, you know, put numbers out here, but I wouldn't, you know, that's the thing. I just wouldn't do that. Let's see what else I got here. Oh, Steve, I got this for you, bro. I got a new little light here called the Ion. This one is part of the drop on Urban EDC this week. I think it's, like, pretty cheap. It's like, maybe, I want to say it's under 60, maybe 59. Very, very small light, titanium. You've got a very interesting, I forgot how to turn this on. I think you hold it and then you do the click. Yeah, the click. This is another click light. I'm used to holding the button and then the modes change. This is a clicker though. And I think you hold it to turn it off. It's pretty cool. I like it. You could do the strobe. Very cool small light though. Pretty powerful. I think it's 650 lumens. Something to check out if you want to. All right. And I also have, let's see what I got here. I got two. This is a concept knife here. I don't even know what it's called. I think it's the Integra. That's what it is. It's so funny. The way that this knife deploys reminds me of the Quaken. I'm not saying it looks like it, but it reminds me of it. If you like fat carbon, this is a lot of fat carbon. That's what I'm going to say right now.
That's what I'm gonna say. This has S35VN liner lock, just a shitload of fat carbon, bro. Look at that, dude. non-reversible tight clip on that. You know what I'm saying? This is another one that I have. I'll dive more deeper into these once I get them for a little bit longer. And this is another concept here. This is part of a pass around. I like this one. This is the anomaly. I just don't like that the flipper tab doesn't have jimping on it. I'm not super into that, but it's a nice clean looking knife, you know. That's your deal. Like, look into this one. This is the Concept Anomaly S35VN titanium, blue titanium hardware, titanium clip, non-reversible. Weight reduction on the inside too. I just don't like it. It's just weird. My hand like slips off it. So I'm not super into that. And let's see what else I got here. QSP literally sent me like all their stuff, dude. Not all of it. They sent me like four knives, and I was very surprised by that. Some of the ones that they sent that were interesting were this. This is a really expensive one from QSP. $329. Titanium carbon fiber. S35VN? I think it's M390 actually. But this is QSP basically saying, like, hey, we make crazy stuff too. It's kind of like the QSP Rhino. That was a really expensive one by them. And this is another one. It's interesting. Very interesting. I've got the Button Lock Penguin here, which is a favorite. Probably one of my favorite budget knives ever is the Penguin. There's a button lock, though. Very, very cool. You can get Penguins right now for $25, by the way, on QSP's holiday sale. It's up to 35% off. You can find links in all my videos. Or if you click the link in my bio, there are QSP links there. Definitely helps the channel out if you do that. I think that's it, guys, for the new gear for the week. Shout out to you guys for joining me this Friday and letting me be the voice of reason. Hit me up if you want your stories featured, like that, you know, guy stabbing himself in the neck by accident story. That was sent to me by Mark H. It definitely helps me out a lot if you find stories like that, kind of EDC related, or if you know of like some beef going on Instagram or something, you can hit me up about it. And on Instagram, Everyday City Carry, or send me an email, everydaycitycarry@gmail.com. And I can look over it and see if it like fits the criteria of the show. And then I'll talk about it. You know, that's on Fridays. We do that. Also, patreon.com/everydaycitycarry. That definitely helps with the channel the most. We do a 1 hour exclusive long podcast on Patreon every Sunday. It's released on YouTube channel memberships as well. $5 gets you in the door through any of those, patreon.com or YouTube. And it's always appreciated. This is your boy, Ray. This is the Everyday City Carry saying peace.